What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 28th, 2017, almost to the end of the month here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of interesting things are going on. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, of course, this being Friday, thank goodness it's Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. Now, over in the White House and the Congress, they're not even being polite about it anymore. In fact, it's starting to look more like the Parliament than the Congress over there, where they're out there screaming and yelling at each other. And Lindsey Graham is out there saying, don't you dare fire Jeff Sessions. Don't you dare do it. There will be all kinds of heck to pay if you fire Sessions. Now, of course, the president is allowed to fire anybody he wants. And you have to wonder, why is Lindsey Graham and so many other people, you know, trying to protect Jeff Sessions? Well, because Jeff Sessions has been protecting Hillary Clinton and the narcocracy. And right now we're coming up on that August recess. And during the recess, the president has the authority to not only fire the attorney general, but to appoint a new interim attorney general whose term would run through the end of the year. Which means Trump doesn't have to get somebody that he knows he can get confirmed in Congress, because Congress isn't going to confirm anybody who might actually do the job. And we are still hearing rumors that Rudy Giuliani, who was a very aggressive prosecutor before he became mayor of New York, is still tapped to come on board. Giuliani was, in fact, one of Donald Trump's original choices for attorney general. And he was told point blank, you will never get him through the Congress. So there's a lot of fear out there about what's going on. And Lindsey Graham is also out there. He wants to put a bill through Congress that can block Donald Trump from firing the special counsel. And again, Trump has the right to fire anybody he wants. But they want to keep Mueller in there because Mueller's on a fishing expedition. Mueller is already in violation of the special counsel statute because he has looked at what he was tasked to look at. He has found nothing. And now he's out there just running rampant across all of Donald Trump's life and that of his associates, just looking for anything he can find that can be used against Donald Trump. Now, apparently, the GOP, the Judiciary Committee, has requested a second special counsel, this one to investigate Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and Loretta Lynch. And, oh boy, I'm wondering what Lindsey Graham is going to say about that one. We don't need another special counsel. Mueller will take care of it. And again, Mueller is compromised. He's got all these conflicts of interest with Hillary, with the Democrats. In fact, the mere fact that he accepted this job to investigate people with whom he has a relationship, that could get him disbarred as a lawyer. The whole thing is a mess, but Congress is pushing for a second special counsel to start looking into what was going on with Hillary Clinton. And boy, there's a lot of stuff to find. We all know they're going to hit pay dirt as soon as they start digging, along with a lot of dead bodies. Now, Judicial Watch is suing the Department of Justice for info, specifically metadata, on these James Comey memos. Now, remember, all of this Russian collusion thing came on up because James Comey came on out and said, well, you know, Donald Trump said something, and I noted it in a memo. I didn't file an official report as required, but it was in the memo. Judicial Watch wants to see the metadata to see exactly when those memos were created, when they may have been edited, and by who. And I think that's a good question. Now, the new White House communications director, I'm already starting to like this guy, because he's on the warpath against the leakers, and now he's pointing his finger at Reince Priebus. And apparently Scaramucci put out a tweet basically saying Priebus was the one who was leaking out his financial information to the world, because apparently Scaramucci has a net worth of $85 million. And to a lot of people, being that rich is an object of suspicion then and there. that's not true. It's how they made the money. Nobody views George Lucas as suspicious. We know how he made his money. Nobody views James Cameron as suspicious for all his wealth. We know how he made his money. Makes great movies. We all go see. We all pay for the tickets. We buy the Blu-ray discs. They're trying to tarnish him, make him look bad here. And it turns out Scaramucci was bang spot on, because over at Fox News, Kimberly Guilfoyle confirms Priebus has been the leaker to the anti-Trump media. We're talking about the White House chief of staff, the most powerful job in that building, second only to the president, stabbing the president in the back. Geraldo Rivera has come on out and said Priebus cannot be trusted. So, oh, to be a fly on the wall in the next White House staff meeting. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And let's see. Now, over at the FBI, their top lawyer, James Baker, and we've heard that name before associated with other scandals, he is now under investigation for leaking classified information to the media. And apparently he was all buddy-buddy with Comey, and he's now under criminal investigation by the Department of Justice for leaking classified information to the media. These are all Title 18 violations. These are all felonies. We're talking jail time here. And the infighting at the White House is continuing. The National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, is pushing out Middle East Advisor Derek Harvey. So a lot of stuff is getting ready to happen during that August recess. Now, you remember that Imran Awan case, the IT expert? It's now been confirmed he had the login credentials for Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop, on which some of those emails that were leaked were stolen. And so now people are starting to ask if maybe Imran was the leaker or one of the leakers. And they wrongfully blamed Seth Rich and then killed him. But we are hearing, according to this article in the Gateway Pundit, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an absolute wreck. She's barely able to function since Imran got arrested at the Dulles airport. And please don't tell us she's getting really, really depressed, because we know what will follow that one here. Now, the establishment media is refusing to cover this IT scandal. Once again, the corporate media, Fox is starting to cover it. Fox is starting to cover it. In fact, Fox came on out. You remember back when the lawyers who were handling that class action lawsuit against Debbie Wasserman Schultz reported getting threatening phone calls that seemed to be electronically altered? Fox News is saying that it appears the Awans helped Debbie Wasserman Schultz with that technology, which makes sense. That was their job, to help her with electronic computer type stuff. But they're trying to keep a lid on this. Now, we need to do a little bit of a clarification here. There's been a lot of information thrown around, some of it wrong, some of it probably intending to create confusion. And we're now getting a better grip on the story. There had been an earlier report that when the FBI seized the hard drives from Imran Awan's home, that they were in working order and they were destroyed later. That turns out to be completely wrong. Here's what happened. Apparently, Imran Awan was destroying all of these hard drives, and he just threw them in the trash outside of his home along with a bunch of routers and various other computer equipment. One of his neighbors is a Marine, and walking by the trash bin, noticed that this equipment all was labeled as U.S. government property. And being a Marine, he grabbed it all and called the government and said, this appears to be misappropriated hardware. Apparently, this Imran Awan actually threatened this Marine trying to get this hardware back. And at that point, the FBI came on over and took charge of it. And that's when Imran bolted for that airport. Now, we don't know how badly those hard drives are damaged, but there are some amazing technologies out there involving lasers that allow a lot of data to be recovered from a damaged hard drive. If he just banged up the outer cases, it's entirely possible the rotors are still in perfect working order. And if the rotors are in good shape, all you need is a new circuit board to go with them, and you can read all that data off. And clearly, there is something on those hard drives that W. Wasserman Schultz and the Democrats and Hillary are very, very concerned about. So that's where we are on that particular story, and we're trying to sort out all the real information from the very obvious disinformation that's being put on out there to try and keep up a high degree of confusion. But you can almost smell the panic in the wind between the possibility that Hillary protector Sessions may be booted out and Rudy Giuliani is going to come on in and be told point blank by President Trump, it is time to deal with all of these scandals. Then you have Imran Awan, who's probably very highly motivated now to try and make some kind of a deal. You have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who appeared to be starting to make a deal even before Awan's arrest. This thing could be on the verge of breaking wide open, and I would not at all be surprised to see a sudden rush of suicides and strange deaths. Because the bad guys play for keep out there. They're serious. They play for keeps here. Now, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is accusing top political aides of President Obama of making hundreds of unmasking requests during the 2016 presidential campaign to unmask the names of Americans in intelligence reports, including all of the Trump transition officials. This was an inappropriate use of the data here. Now, over in the Congress, apparently yesterday, Maxine Waters was basically talking to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and Maxine Waters seemed to be more interested in getting her face on the camera than actually getting any answers, because she'd ask a question and the Treasury Secretary would try and reply, and she'd cut in. And she did it 12 times. And then when Steve Mnuchin came on out and said, will you let me finish what I'm saying? And Maxine Waters comes back and says, I can recover my time anytime I want. So it's getting out of control. The bad news is the U.S. Senate has just passed their version of the bill approving sanctions for Iran, Russia, and North Korea, because Russia tinkered with last year's election. There is no evidence that it actually happened, but it's now become a prime article of faith in the groupthink of Washington, D.C. We don't even question it anymore. It's the prime assumption. Russia tampered with the election. Those Russians stole the election away from Hillary. How dare they do that? We must punish them. Whatever happened until innocent, until proven guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. Doesn't apply to Russians. They're not even human beings. For goodness sake. Moscow is out there saying that these new sanctions are threatening strategic stability, which is a very polite diplomatic way of saying that economic wars have a bad habit of turning into shooting wars. And that's the warning they're trying to put on out there. The problem is, I don't think they quite grasp that from the U.S. government's point of view, the only thing that's going to save the U.S. government from its self-created economic meltdown is another war. Or maybe not save it, but at least distract from it. Give the government somebody to blame for it all. Because that worked out there in big mistake number two and big mistake number one. Yes, times are hard, but there's a war on. Blame the Germans. Blame the Japanese. It's all their fault. Boy, I must have said something to really annoy somebody. They're pounding on my server pretty hard right now. Oh, well, let the children have their tantrum. Now, Russia is apparently sending signs that they are really getting tired of the very childish behavior of the United States government. And they have now sort of stepped up and matched the U.S. Under Obama by asking the U.S. to get some of their diplomatic staff out of Russia. And in turn, they have now seized two U.S. embassy compounds inside Russia. So they're trying to send a message. It's a proportional response. And I'm sure the corporate media is going to be out there saying, how dare those Russians do that? Well, we did it to them first. Yes, but we had the right to do it. They were doing bad things. The U.S. government never does bad things. How dare they? So apparently these restrictions on the number of U.S. diplomats allowed to be in Russia take effect on the 1st of September. So that gives those diplomats who are leaving a month to get things packed and moved. It's not a rush job or anything. Moscow is not suggesting to the U.S. yet which diplomats they want to leave. They may, in fact, leave it up to the U.S. and just say it's simply a numbers reduction here. And, of course, to nobody's surprise, the U.S. ambassador to Russia is expressing strong disappointment in the foreign ministry's decision. How could you do this to us? We did it to us first. Yes, but we had a good reason. So things are getting very, very tense over there. PBS has launched a new anti-Russia propaganda five-part documentary. And it's basically a regurgitation of the false and deceptive claims that have now become official Washington's groupthink. These are the things we believe. This is Washington, D.C.'s credo. I believe that Russia tampered with the election. I don't need any proof. Do you need proof of God? Well, we don't need proof that Russia tampered with the election. We believe. We believe. And they're acting on that belief. And we all look at it and realize how absolutely silly, not to mention dangerous, it all is. Another piece of propaganda that came on out, this was over in Popular Mechanics, which, if you remember how Popular Mechanics came down hard on anybody who questioned the official story of 9/11, you understand Popular Mechanics is just as compromised by the government as anybody else. So they came out with this article, and the headline read, Kaboom, Russian drone with thermite grenade blows up $1 billion of Ukrainian ammunition. And you read the actual story, and it turns out the drone used is one of these little commercial drones that you can buy off the shelf, which means Popular Mechanics is trying to lay the blame on Russia. But again, it could have been anybody in the Eastern Ukrainian republics. Could have come up with this idea of putting a thermite grenade on a drone and just fly it over the fence and have it set off all this ammunition. And, of course, Popular Mechanics is now sounding the alert about the unrestricted availability of drones to ordinary people. Yet another piece of anti-Russian propaganda. This is from BGR.com. Rush. They can't prove that Russia got into the electronic voting machines. They can't prove that... Russia interfered with the elections either in the U.S. or in France. In fact, the French intelligence agencies, after that story came on out that Russia was interfering with the French elections, the French intelligence agencies said, we can find no evidence of it. Well, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. And supposedly quoting an anonymous source, they're now claiming that Russia mounted an elaborate Facebook hacking scheme to influence the French presidential election. You know what's going to happen on August 21st? Corporate media is going to be screaming, the Russians stole the sun! The Russians stole the sun! Oh my goodness, we're doomed! Launch the nukes! Launch the nukes! Anything bad that happens, blame the Russians. It was the Russians destroyed my wife's Android phone. They made her drop it in the sink. Okay, Turkey has finalized a deal to purchase an S-400 air defense system from Russia. Yeah, Turkey's moving toward Russia and away from the West. It's significant. We'll be right back after these commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call from Andy in Texas. Andy, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike,
Andy?
Are you there?
Yes, here I hear you. You're on the air.
Okay, aloha snack bar.
Aloha snack bar to you too.
All right. Hey, no, listen. The reason why we can't get anything done in this country is, A, we can't get any president in there that we want. We have to take what they allow through the system, and you have to have a ton of money to get into that system to even get past the barrier, which, in fact, is against the Constitution. It doesn't say the guy with the best or most money and best influence can be the president. But what we really need is somebody that we could trust inside the presidential race and whatnot, and then they get in the office, they can put the darn Constitution right in front of them and say, okay, this is the way it is. Let's clean house. That's what we need in this country, because that Constitution affords us several different avenues to take care of business, and it also protects our rights. It doesn't give us anything. We the people have to assert what we want from this country. And what they've done is they've totally trashed the entire Constitution. They haven't taught us what it's supposed to mean. I mean, if you want to know what the Constitution says, you got to go read it yourself. And then you have to read the excerpts that the founding fathers who wrote it, you have to read what their intent was behind what they wrote. And instead of, there's no reason for anybody to sit in Congress or in the White House and try to interpret what the Constitution says, because it's interpreted simple by the simple words that were used to write it, and then it's also reinterpreted to make sure that those simple words that do make sense, they it's reinterpreted by the excerpts that our founding fathers wrote. So if there's any question to what a simple word means inside the Constitution, it's covered in the excerpts that our founding fathers put together. So the thing here is, it's not really the problem of who we get into the presidency, it's how we get somebody into the presidency. What do you think about that?
Well, obviously, Donald Trump was an outsider, and we overcame a huge amount of election fraud to get him in there. But again, he is surrounded by a completely corrupted system that is just struggling to keep him contained. This warfare is literally breaking into the public view here. Now, the reality is that politics generally goes toward the best-looking, best-funded, best speaker in terms of the available candidates. But originally, the laws regarding campaign funding in this country were set up limiting how much money any one individual, and this was before corporations were considered people, how much money an individual could give to a candidate, so that the poor had as much influence over the candidate as the rich. And what this basically guaranteed was, whoever had the largest campaign war chest, it was a direct reflection of their true popular support. Because the more money you had, it meant the more people you had donating. And when they basically took away those chains so that the rich could buy the candidates, that was the first step toward losing our nation. And the second one was when we lost the ability to have honest, fair, and accurate elections. And at that point, the politicians said, we don't need to worry about those voters anymore. Push comes to shove, you know, we'll just make sure only our people are elected. And again, as we've seen, going all the way back to the selling of the president, long before we ever step into a voting booth, the candidates are already filtered and selected, and those who might be a problem are shown the door, like Bernie Sanders. So we basically get our choice of just who's going to be looting and plundering us and sending our children off to die in wars every election. Trump broke that mold, and that's even though he's gone along with the war agenda so far, we know he's being lied to by his own people. We know the CIA lied to Trump about Assad gassing his own people. And so I do think that Trump is starting to wake up. In the coming weeks, if we see him fire Sessions and get Giuliani in there, if the first thing you ought to do is you got to fire Reince Priebus. He cannot have a White House chief of staff who's openly working against him. Anyway, Andy, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. More phone calls when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And let us go right back to the telephones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, Mike, you know, I hope Trump does sign those sanctions because he knows it's veto-proof. But they're just shooting themselves in the foot like we talked about yesterday. Germany's not going to allow them to cut off the Nord Stream. There's just no way of that being put in because, like, most German big machinery companies are using natural gas, and they need that gas. Without that gas, Germany's done.
Well, we're already hearing all over Europe that they're probably going to ignore these sanctions. So this is driving a wedge between the U.S. and Europe, and even worse, Germany is now talking about counter sanctions against the United States. So this whole nonsense about more sanctions on Russia is actually creating an economic war between the United States and Europe, and neither of our economies are resilient enough to be able to tolerate that.
You notice how even the globalists, they have that group think across the world, but yet they still comes down to local tribal oligarchy when they got to compete against each other, right?
Yes.
See? So that's basically the wedge, you know, like now they're saying in Europe, you know, this country, because look at the vote. You can just see by the vote of who voted and who didn't for it. They can see who they can trust and not trust, and obviously they can't trust their globalist buddies over here anymore. Hey, Mike, I don't know if you talked about this yesterday, about the IMF's Christine Lagarde saying we're probably going to wind up moving to Beijing.
Yeah, we did mention it yesterday.
Gotta go where the money goes, huh? Where the money flows is where the power goes.
They're going where the action's going. The IMF has basically signaled that they understand the United States is an empire in decline, and that it's only a matter of time before our over-debt burden society economy is going to implode. The IMF wants to be where the world's financial center is. And it's not the United States anymore. It's not London. It's all pivoting over to China.
It's the belt and the road, Mike. That's the future. We've been saying that for how long? And this country is finished as it is now. The way this system's set up now, it's crumbling. Nobody can see that, what's going on with the corruption. We said this before, even it's just like Rome. You know, I mean, people need to record these, you know, these events, because you know you're going to look back and say, what the heck happened? You know, and like in Rome, and they didn't have a video camera back then.
And no, they didn't. And they had a guy with a chisel and a block of marble, and he was saying, "Stand still, stand still, stand still." And the other parallel, of course, that I keep going back to is the collapse of the former Soviet Union, and the parallels are obvious. They bankrupted their economy, overspending on war. The central government was exposed, along with their media, as constantly lying to the public. And it eroded trust and ultimately cooperation by the Soviet citizens with that government, and eventually it just imploded. And there was very little bloodshed, and that is precisely what I would like to see here in this country.
Yeah, Mike, by the way, I don't watch the news. I don't watch TV, really. And I watched that Maxine Waters, you know, asking for her time. But I mean, it's just that's what your government is now. This is what it's become. It's garbage. It really is. It's just they're garbage. There's nothing redeeming about any of these people. Even the people that are not as.
Do you remember what Mark Twain used to call the Congress? That grand benevolent asylum for the helpless.
Or how about a movie everybody can watch, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a very good one.
It's just sad, man, Mike. Like, how these people just, like that previous call about the Constitution, globalists don't believe in Constitution. That's what we got. You know, like, the Constitution means nothing to them, so they're not going to change unless they're forced to change by us, we the people. They don't believe in we the people. It's we the sheeple. They be the boss. And then, you know, and that's, you know, and obviously, and unfortunately, the boss is crumbling our infrastructure, ripped us off, send your kids to die in phony wars, and their kids stay home sucking up suds, drinking martinis and caviar. You know, people got to wake up now, you know, because it's just get ready, because I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm telling you, Mike, I never seen things so bad. Like, Washington, D.C. is just totally dysfunctional. It's unstable. You know?
Yes, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Been a while since you called, Errol. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Hold on. Maybe this is too hard. Hello, Mike. This is top, state of the art.
Yes.
I want to say to you, Europe, Russia, Syria... So, let's see. Very quick. I'm very quick. Why is it so difficult for the Americans to to see now that they have lost in another war. Syria is lost.
Yes.
They have destroyed that country. They have destroyed the country. They have put on, because they have lost, yeah, the Russians.
But they won't admit it. They won't admit it. See,
they
what
won't
do you
admit it. I know, yeah, I know.
Listen, oh, okay, what the U.S.
Let me finish.
Yes, sir. Excuse
me. They won't admit it. Why won't they admit it? What is exactly, what are they going to do? They're going to put sanctions on Russia, on North Korea, and Iran. Hello? Hello? Am I still here? What beep is that?
I don't know, but I'm hearing it from my end as well. It may indicate that we're being recorded somewhere along the way between our phone and your phone. So greetings to our friends in national surveillance.
Yes, but the interesting part is, again, I always say the interesting part is when you look at the... I did geopolitics for 15 years. I studied geopolitics for 15 years long. Who is closer to Europe and who is further away from Europe? Now, then we got this confirmation. Russia has very, very much mineral gas. They got very much mineral gas. Europe needs that.
Yes.
Europe needs the mineral gas, exactly. So, I saw on the internet a discussion with a guy that deals in raw minerals. He said, "Okay, let's see if America can handle the gas to Europe from America." Yeah.
Yes.
In a boat. I was like,
yeah. They
okay,
they make these very large ships. They're called liquefied natural gas carriers,
yeah.
And they're easy to identify
yeah.
because they've got these giant spherical tanks all along the deck.
Yeah, but when you look at the confirmation in the the mineral gas will eventually come from Europe. Okay, now, the second part that I want to talk to you about is Syria. Do you know why the Zionists, have attacked the mosque? Because Daesh is game over. That's game over for the guys. Israel, yeah?
Yes.
We know what Israel is. The Zionists, when a Zionist can have their place, they're going to do other things. Now you see this in the news. I look at the news, it is like, okay, let's get the mosque. Let's kill the mosque. Okay, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, this is so lame. What a lame is that? What is that? What's that about? I know Jewish people. And they say, I don't want to go to the apartheid state that's called Israel. It's an apartheid state. The Zionists have been there for a long time, and I can say that from the Netherlands, yes. I cannot been put in jail or nothing, because they know when I call out somebody, I know exactly what I'm talking about, because the Zionists need to be very, very cautious now, because when we see this happening now, today, also, the United Nations, they're also seeing this. When we see these people handling, and they have nuclear weapons, and they are acting like animals,
Yes.
Yes. Then we are looking at some very dangerous powers. So, I just want to say to you, Mike, your show is going upright. I want to say to the people that are listening now, give Mike Rivero a hand and also Claire a hand, because Claire is a musician with some music. Claire makes
yes.
music. Give a hand. Hey, Mike, thank you for my call, and I wish you the best.
All right, well, have yourself a good weekend. We're going to let you go here. And
okay.
Again, what's going to happen is we all understand that Syria is a major defeat for the U.S. war agenda because it was a stepping stone into Iran. But, of course, because the United States tried to justify its presence in Syria without the permission of Syria's government by saying we're really at war with ISIS and al-Qaeda, it opens up the way for the United States to declare it's a victory. We have won in Syria, even though their actual geopolitical objectives have not been met. It's like the U.S. saying that they won in Iraq, even though all of the reasons that we were publicly given for going into Iraq were lies and therefore could not be accomplished. So, yeah, the U.S. is going to declare victory in Syria and then go on out and make trouble probably down in the Philippines here. All right, apparently we had a caller, Jim, in Nevada, saying before the corporations got into campaign financing, the unions had that power. And yes, back then, the unions were exercising their influence on elections. Anytime you get an organized body of individuals who are able to direct their members to vote a certain way or to collect money from them to build pools of capital, it's going to have an impact on the election. But because unions are not 501c3 nonprofit operations, they're allowed to do this. I think it should change. I think ultimately if we're going to have a republic with a democratically elected government, that we ought to go back to a system where every individual is free to make up their own mind and not be coerced by their union, by their bosses, by their teachers, by the politically correct. But again, in allowing that central federal government to become so powerful, it's become a prize that people will do anything to acquire. And sadly, for so many of our recent presidents, once they have it, they're willing to do anything with it. And of course, look at all that the stuff that's coming out about Obama now, with all the unmasking, use of the IRS as a weapon. All right, let's get on over to North Korea, because North Korea had another test missile launch. The corporate media is already declaring it an intercontinental ballistic missile, although it didn't really fly all that far, and it appears to have actually been more of a mid-range missile. But from now on, just like whatever happens, Russia's to blame for it, anything North Korea launches is going to be described as an intercontinental ballistic threat of some kind. Kim Jong-un goes out and throws a frisbee. Oh, my goodness, it's a secret North Korean weapon. Now, unfortunately, I wish Kim Jong-un would tone down the rhetoric a little bit, because he's not helping the situation. Apparently, in response to CIA boss Mike Pompeo suggesting that regime change in North Korea is a good thing, North Korea came on out and said, if you try and do a regime change, we will drop what they're calling the nuclear hammer into the heartland of the United States. I don't know that they can actually do it, but again, North Korea is standing up to the United States. I just wish they would choose their language a little bit more carefully. But then again, Kim Jong-un is not just playing to the United States, he's playing to his own people. And apparently the North Koreans still remember how badly they suffered at the hands of the United States of America all those years ago. And so they seem to be responding very positively to that. Apparently, over in the U.S. Navy, Admiral Scott Swift came on out with a statement saying that if Donald Trump asked, we would nuke China next week. And this is pure political speech, because if Trump were to order a nuclear strike through national command authority, this admiral would have to carry it out. It's an order. Launch the nukes. But he's almost cheering this on right alongside John McCain, who wants to bomb everything until the world loves us. Now, getting on over into Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and because Syria is falling apart, Israel needs another conflict that they can use as a distraction, because Netanyahu is looking at political corruption charges. They need to keep their people afraid of something, and if Syria isn't a threat anymore, then they need to go back and say, oh, look at the Palestinians and look at the Muslims. And apparently Muslim worshippers are throwing stones at the Wailing Wall. Israeli police in response fired stun grenades. They're still fighting back and forth. It's threat of breaking into a religious war. And those are some of the worst kind. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the telephones here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, I get quite a few calls from saying they can lower my credit card rates, and they can lower my, and they can give me a free trip to, let's say, Hawaii, mm-hmm. or this and that. And usually then they'll, usually I just hang up because I know it's, you know, phony. But sometimes I'll say, let me just see who's behind it. And I'll hit the one button. Almost always a Pakistani voice. So what I do a lot of times, remember last time we really got into it, I'll say how things in Karachi, you know, or Islamabad. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? We're right here in California or wherever, you know, somewhere in the United States. This is, who are you kidding, man? Sometimes I'll even play it a little bit and make it like I'm stupid and see what they really want. And then they ask for my credit card number and stuff. So I says, you really think I'm stupid, Muhammad, don't you? You know, something like that. I'll say, then they get angry, right? What are you talking? And then the last time, as a matter of fact, Jack has made a threat to me. Told me he was going to get me, right? I says, well, just to let you know, this is a gun-free zone. My house is a gun, I mean, it is not a gun-free zone. So, you know, do what you got to do. I called the sheriff's department anyway, just to let them know that this fraud is going on. So there's, but they, you know, sheriff's department around here is basically, I think they must hire from the nearest group home, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, maybe an IQ of about 70. You know, they said, oh, you can, nothing we can do. I said, I didn't say you can, nothing you can do. I'm just telling you that if I have to take care of business, just to let you know, I'll let you know, okay? So, but anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm thinking the Avalon Brothers. Matter of fact, the last time one of those calls came, I was thinking of them then. I'm thinking that they've got some kind of obviously they got a hustle. Now, whether they're funding terrorists, or maybe drug dealers, or maybe both, or they just got a scam going where they make themselves rich. I don't know. But I'm hoping that we're going to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff now.
Well, you know, I think one of the real possibilities is that they were blackmailing people. I mean, it was rather amazing. Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept Imran on as a consultant in order to basically get around the fact that he'd been effectively fired by the House of Representatives. So she kept him on as an advisor for something like $120,000 a year. And when this guy was trying to flee back to Pakistan, he sent along $300,000. I don't know if that got through or not. And he had something like another $12,000 on his pocket when he was arrested at the gate. So he was obviously making a huge amount of money somehow from somewhere. But in general, and coming up on the top of the hour here, thank you for the phone call, it does seem like we're in an epidemic of scams. It's open season on the American people, and it's totally out of control, like cybercrime. I get more scam calls than anything else on my iPhone. We'll be back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.